as much as I could do that. I thought, well, not only is this fun, I didn't realize this could be a job one day at a young age. And so that's kind of how I got into it. I would call in as, you know, Chris from Miami, and guys, my voice would call back as Duke from North Miami to get on the air more. And that's really what led to me being hired.
Oh, wow. That's perfect. So basically you just faked your name and you just wanted to get your name out there. Actually.
Yeah, right. And I've had this going for a while. They invited some of the regular callers down to the radio station or on a certain format. So I wasn't old enough to drive yet. I had to tell my dad, and he drove me down there and said, you're going to have to tell them the truth. And I thought they might, you know, say, hey, beat it, kid. But they were like, you know what, if you're more straight, just pick one guy, kid, and you can work here on weekends when you get your license. And so behind the scenes, and that's kind of how it began.
Oh, nice, nice. So my next question is, how do you prepare for big interviews? Like,